right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley service name. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on June 21st, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, since there are no Echolink stations beside myself at this point, I'll move forward. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM, good evening, Kevin James. I hope everyone has enough of the soul up the they're going to be in stitches laughing at what happened today about the Internet. N2PFM.
Okay, looks like it's just you and me so far, George. N2PFM, go ahead, take the floor, it's yours.
Oh, and by the time this floor is done, everyone, the whole audience is going to be in stitches doing triple-double rolls. So, you know, I had a kind of saga and stuff with Frontier over this modem thing. Well, I told them today, actually, I do not have a modem in my hand. It's working there by this Friday. So I've been 2 weeks without internet. I am just going to switch to Time Warner, which I found out I can get. But here's the catch of the whole thing, and hold your belly for the stitches on this one. They'd have, in order to put the cable over to here, they have to do a federal environmental impact statement, because it's possible that even something as little as a rare insect may have a habitat somewhere on my property, and that would preclude them being able to even drop a cable line over here. That's the federal law. That's the law now. Well, that's the government, comes under two headings. That's the government for you, and the other one, that's the government for you. And secondly, George, only to you could something like that ever happen. They get your stitches and belly laugh now. I'm not kidding. This is no joke. This is exactly what did happen to me today. And to be temperature here, 64 degrees. Temperature range today, 51 to 78. Beautiful, bright, sunny day. I wish it would be like this most of the time. And 2PFM clear.
Oh my, George, I'm picking myself up off the floor. I feel for you. There's nothing worse than being stressed out when things aren't working right. I hope this settles down for you and settles down quick, and maybe you can get some normalcy back into your life. All right, this is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins from, anyone, anywhere, any place. If you're out there, call me. I'm here. Okay, I think that was N5AOW. Bob, boy, you are really staticky coming at me. See what you can do. Go ahead, take it away.
okay. Yeah, I'm surprised you got me at all. I was in a bad spot with the handheld, and at least I got through. Anyway, good evening to everyone, and not a whole lot to report here. Good day today. Get out, played around a little bit with stuff around the yard. We were doing some sifting of some of the dirt. I'm trying to get some of the nice dirt and whatever where we get compost. We're mixing up to complete the garden. So Sherry and I were working at that. So, other than that, we had a whole lot going on. Had a good day. Temperature range was a little bit cooler than what it normally is, or what it had been, but excellent day overall. So I'll turn it back to you, Kevin. You have a good evening, everyone else also. And 5AOW, back to that control.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, boy, you came in a lot better that time. Yeah, because before it sounded like you were basically frying bacon at full force, and I could just barely make you through it. So I was like, wow. So now you sounded good there. All right. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Come now, please.
WA to you.
Right, WA2U, John, if I spelled your name right here, because I went to write it fast, the H turned into an A, and you almost turned into Joan. That would have been a bad day. So, John, what's going on out on Hinkley Lake tonight?
Okay, all is quiet, WA2U. Greetings to the assembled multitude on frequency and those out there listening. I believe about 57 degrees here. So, not bad. Had a very, very good day today. You know, I was kidding. Our person that drops off the mail, Kathy, our mail person, and Kathy and I were out, I don't know, we started at 12:30 this afternoon or so. We were out in the front here, Kathy's converting an area over to. We had trees taken down and cleared away, and I'm going to build some above ground gardens, 2x8s and things, and I was assembling, and I was kidding the person dropping off the mail. I said, you know, it's funny, when you're kids, how many times the parents used to, why don't you get out of the dirt? Why you gotta, you're in the dirt. Look at you. From head to toe, just dirt. Well, it's funny, you get to a certain age, and you're out there, and I said, you know, it's funny, you get older, you're still playing in the dirt. Except there's no one telling you to stop playing in the dirt. So, it was me against the bugs and the stuff out there. But we went out, we won. Kathy and I we stuck to it. So I've got four of the boxes put together. One's 12x4. I've got three. 4x8. I just ran out of some brackets. I have to go up to Forestport and I get some more brackets. So should be able to do that. And we've got all the organic soil. Boy, that was. I should have had the forklift truck that dropped it off. I should have just had to bring it right over to where the boxes are going to be. They just went off the back of the truck and had this nice zero-turn forklift truck, and it took them all about 10 minutes. It'll probably take me 2 days. 40-pound bags is about 200 of them, I think. So anyways, but it was a good day. So we got some of that done. Been working a lot on the yard. Got a box of the pinwheels. Kathy likes those. They put them all around the garden on the fence post, and they're out there, and we've got you know, kind of dress the lawn up a little bit. Get the fire ring area all straightened out with some things that you put in the ground, and actually got them up by, I think it was at the Woodman Field Day. Actually, they look like horseshoes. You can put your 807 in there, a beverage of choice, and our folding chairs are out there, so I got a lot of that area cleared out. So Thursday night we can sit under the stars if Mother Nature allows us to do that. So really, really nice. The people down the road from us here are busy. They had their joining of both sides of the trailer. They were working on the roof today. And they've got the well on, they've got the power pole in, and so they're anxious. Not a big house, I guess it's 26 by 44, and that's kind of exciting. And then people that were further down past the bottom driveway, so the place is getting busy up here between all the trucks and bulldozers and all coming alive, but we've got a good sized piece of property, 33 acres, so. It works out relatively nice for us, but really, really enjoying the weather, and trying to think what else is going on. So we'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James. And I only heard a little bit about George. George sounds like he's going to have to write an article for the paper. The saga of modems and things, so I don't know. Mentioned some sort of study or something. I missed some of it. I was out of range, but I heard something. We'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James, and thanks for doing that. All is fine here with KFDI WATU.
Okay, John. Yeah. Unfortunately, I was going to say Matt was going to try to do the net tonight, but I got an urgent message from him he was making a repair to a broken shackle on some leaf springs on his truck. I guess it's his backup truck. So he says, if that's not fixed, then other things go wrong. So before it cascades, he's trying to get that done. So, because we got another project to do to my Jeep, I still have yet to put that light bar on and transfer my antennas off the vehicle and then do the diamond plate. And I'm doing the black diamond plate. To kind of band-aid this thing temporarily for a bit here. So, yeah, we'll get there. So, all right, I'll throw another call out. There's KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. I tell you what, N2PFM George, if you want to jump back in really quick before I take these other stations, if they're out there, you can share with John and anyone else that's just coming on, the fun and the excitement that you had today, because I'll tell you, you almost had me rolling on the floor. If you're still up there, George, go ahead and take it.
Well, thank you very much, John. I was going to tell you, if Kathy is there, get her listening. The two of you are going to be belly rolling on the floor after this one. I gave a little veil thing to Frontier about it. Found out already I can get Time Warner cable here. My two neighbors have it. Only problem with that is, and this is no joke, they told me I have to pay a $40 fee for an environment before they can even run a line. And that will take about 2 weeks to get the environmental impact statement. They got to send people up here, do soil samples and everything else. They got to make sure there isn't some obscure insect or double-bill platypus or something else here that makes their home here, that this the electrical signals or something from this cable wouldn't interfere with them. That has to be done before they can give me internet service. So they said it would be from the time you pay your $40 fee for the environmental impact statement until the time they can provide the service fee. That would be another 2 weeks. So looks like I'm going to be 4 weeks without internet unless Frontier finally does come through with the thing. I did even speak to my assemblyman today in Blankenbush in his office, and they're going to try to put a little publicity on Frontier if they don't get off their collective ASSESs and start doing something. So I hope you're all having a good laugh as they say, two things. That's the government for you, and George, only to you could something like that ever happen. M2PFM.
Oh, poor George. I'm sorry. I had to regain my composure. I just feel so bad. I'm like, my God, I hate to say it. I've run into stuff like that. Like my old phrases, and others have used this, so it's not something uncommon. I've always said, if I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have any. And it just like it seems like I could, you know, stumble into the worst things. In fact, if you've seen that movie, I think it's called Pure Luck, with Martin Short, if I remember right, and I forget who else was in there. But this guy, he could just basically walk into something, and no one else would have a problem with it. But the poor guy, he would end up, you know, twisted upside down, broken bones, the whole works. And I always felt bad. I mean, it's a good movie. It's funny, actually, but it's kind of sad. So, all right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please.
WAT with a comment.
Yeah, go ahead, John. WATU is recognized.
Well, George, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I'm envious. At least you've got a choice. We have Frontier up here, and we have no choice, so... If you were able to swing it, I would certainly go with Time Warner. That's what Kathy and I had in Clay. You'd go from a packet boat on the canal to a speedboat. And I'm not exaggerating. If they said $1,000 and you can have it next week, I would do it. But they won't come up the road. I've had them. I said, do your density studies for, you know, they want to see if it's worthwhile. And they missed it because everybody up the road here has a satellite dish or something, but I'm not that far off in Route 365. And I told them, we'll just run a line across, I don't care, I'll pay for the footage. Because the level of aggravation and annoyance that we go through between the phone line and the, we were up here one day, we were, I think Kathy mentioned on the net on Friday night, there's no cell coverage, we were up here at this house 5 days without any phone, and I said, you know, God forbid there's a fire or something, running, it's nice when your neighbors are distant, but when you have no communication, luckily we had the ham radio, but I hope you get it all squared away, and I'll bet you, if you told Frontier you were going to go with the other one, they'd be knocking on your door tomorrow. I know I've heard some stories in Syracuse. They hate losing customers, so abracadabra. But if they do. I think you'd be real happy. That's my own. We were always happy with it in Clay, and we had to go from the packet boat to from the speed boat to the packet boat. It was just amazing. So. Anyways, I'll leave it at that, but just hang in there. WATU back to net.
Okay, yeah, John, I'll tell you, that's got to be a tough deal, you know, when you're used to flying and then all of a sudden you kind of got to, you know, gently stoke it and hope you don't overload it. So this is KD2FBM. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for further check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please. All right, yeah, KD2FPM back in here. Just give you a quick update. Temperature right now in Oneonta is 63 degrees. Got some light clouds overhead, nothing major going on. And the air is apparently it's dry enough. I guess as the sun is now gone, they say it's going to cool off pretty quickly here, so we might see temps near, like, maybe 50, 55. It might be a little bit colder up in the north country tonight. So I was contemplating sneaking out into the park with my little ultralight. Like I say ultralight, yeah, I shouldn't really say it. It sounds like it's a big plane, but it's my Night Vapor by Park Zone airplane that I've got, a little electric plane. It's got LED lighting on it, and The tennis courts are perfect out back because this is a nice smooth surface, and you can't have any wind because it's such a light aircraft. The slightest breeze, it just kind of flips it over. But, you know, when it's nice and very still and calm, it takes flight, and it looks really neat because it actually flashes some of the LEDs, too. So it looks like a little spacecraft as it's going around. So I just hope the neighbors don't call, you know, NASA or something and say, hey, we got a UFO here. But, no, it's actually kind of a neat little toy. So I'll throw one more call out there. It's KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for any last-minute comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
Quick comment for you, Kevin James, 32.
All right, WATU, you are recognized. Go ahead, John.
Well, I heard this on a new, one of the stations, local station, it was Channel 2 or one of the local stations, that last night and tonight, if you don't have cloud coverage, you should be able to have a nice view of Mars. That's where some of the texts come from, I don't know, but... So if you're out there flying around, things get high, look up, and you got a good chance of seeing Mars. It's in a supposedly a better than usual position. WATU.
Yeah, John, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you said that, because if you look almost due south, just a little bit east of south, I would say probably about this time, Mars is high enough in the sky that you'll see, and you can't miss it. It's the only star, looks like a star. It's just big enough, but it's also got an orange color to it, and you can't miss it. It's probably, I'm going to say, probably around 35, 40 degrees elevation above the horizon. And like I say, you can't miss it. And I'm estimating that elevation. It's like it's not at the zenith, which would be overhead. It's about almost halfway between the horizon and the zenith. So that way you'll be able to kind of scope it out. Like I say, if you go out, look almost due south and then just a little east of south, I believe you'll probably be able to see it. Hopefully there's not a lot of cloud cover, so you'll be able to catch a good glimpse of it. All right, this is KD2FBM. Still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. All right, I'll make this a final call for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Come now. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet at 9:25 p.m. local time, and it'll be 21:25 military time, and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, N2PFM George, N5AOW Bob, and WA2U John. Your check-ins are much, much appreciated, and I'd also like to say hello to our scanner listeners out there. Don't forget, guys, if you're out there listening and you'd like to join in with us, getting your ham license really is not that difficult. You can contact one of the club members, and they can kind of get you started and rolling and show you easy shortcuts to learn how to take the 35-question test. And all you need is 26 questions right, and you've got your license. So it's really not much more difficult than that. All right, I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, like I said, and I'll say 7-3. And... I will hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. I do have a meeting tomorrow night. Matt and I may be at. Hopefully one of us will be able to jump out quick to handle the net. So if we're not right here, if someone wants to pick it up, that'll be fine. But I'll try to sneak away, or Matt if we can. So we'll see what happens. So this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. And like I say, hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. 7-3, KD2FPM is out.
Appreciate it. And 5AOW, good evening. No traffic.
Good evening, Bob. Thank you for your check-in. Calling for Octane. Calling for Octane. Looking for all stations with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Final call for Octane. Check-ins will be appreciated. Octane would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octane to use their repeater. Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, 73 and clear. Good evening, Bob, and thank you very much for your check-in.